shaking that ass on the floor, bumping and grinding that pole. The way she's grinding that pole, I think I'm losing control.
Get buzzed, get drunk, get crunk, get fucked up. Hit the strip club, don't forget ones. Get your dick rubbed, get fucked, get sucked, get wasted, shit faced, pasted, blasted, puke, drink off, get a new drink, put the bathroom sink off. Wipe your shoe clean, got a routine going, still got a few chunks on them shoestrings showing. I was dehydrated to the beat, vibrated, I was revived. As soon as this BS gyrated, them hips and licked them lips, and that was it. I had to get Nate Dogg, get his thing some shit.
Two to the one, from the one to the three. I like good pussy and I like good trees. Smoke so much weed you wouldn't believe, and I get more ass than a toilet seat. Three to the one, from the one to the three. I met a bad bitch last night in the D. Let me tell you how I made her leave with me. Conversation and Hennessy. I've been to the motherfucking mountaintop. Heard motherfuckers talk, seen them drop. If I ain't got a weapon, I'ma pick up a rock. And when I bust your ass, I'm gonna continue to rock. Get your ass off the wall with your two left feet. It's real easy, just follow the beat. Don't let that fine girl pass you by. Look real close, cause strobe lights.
We about to have a party.
Turn the music up.
Let's get it started.
Go ahead and shake your butt.
I'm looking for a girl with a body and a sexy strut. Wanna get it poppin', baby, step right
some
up.
Some girls, they act retarded.
Some girls are body, body. I'm looking for a girl that will do whatever the fuck I say every day, she be giving it up.
Yeah.
Shake that ass for me. Shake that ass for me. Come on, girl, shake that ass for me. Shake that ass for me. Oh, girl, shake that ass for me. Shake that ass for me. Come on, girl, shake that ass for me. Shake that ass for me.
Dagnabbit. I can't seem to find the post in which Metron talks about the Archons and asks me to consider them. So I ask you, Metron, when you hear this, please can you try and track down the post in which you explored the idea of the Archons or tried to convey to me something meaningful and significant about them, because I can't seem to find the post. Doggone it. What I have found is some more of Metron's responses in the Azarae's World podcast discussion section. Metron says, "The ball grab circle of hate labors on, because it always catches its tail and must start afresh. They're a group consensus of sorts, an agreement that as one Fiabata is chewed up, the next must step into the fray and expose their belly. It's like some sort of awfully corrupted wolf pack psychology, but with rotating alphas. In its own way, it is therefore unique and simultaneously pitiable. You truly honor me again as, thank you for seeing right past my quirks and oblique incidents with life in general. Think of me as something that fell from the OORT, the Oort cloud, and just happened to be fortunate enough to intersect your orbit. I can't specifically quantify what prescribed the arc of my persistence, nor perhaps should I." He refers, of course, to the friendship he and I have cultivated ever since the days when I think we first met on LGAT. Metron was one of the most interesting posters, one of the most interesting users of the forum at the time, and we were in, I think it was midnight in the desert. I think it was the time when Dave Schrader started doing Midnight in the Desert after Art Pass. And back then, myself and Metron hit it off quite well in the Kingdom of, not the Kingdom, no, the Midnight in the Desert thread with Dave Schrader back then. We became friends, and then because we got sickened with the whole situation on Elgab, and when Belgab came back, it was even worse. And then I decided to try and make a forum, and I had two false starts with some very obscure forum software that was free and it wasn't working very well. And then I happened across Asgab, and third time the charm, Metron tried to invite people. But it's been up for a while now. Metron and I use it to explore things of interest to us. Some of my friends, like Billy Pineapples, who might be listening to this, have also signed up but have not been active posters as yet, because there is so much backstory to the friendship myself and Metron have cultivated, to all of the major players, the Art Bell spin-off hosts, that this is what Metron is actually referring to in his post. Thank you for looking past my quirks and oblique incidents. And he was very persistent in getting me to realize that going in a healthier direction in my life and focusing on self-improvement would be something beneficial to me. Even though I have self-destructive tendencies and things like that, I feel, gotten a lot more well-adjusted because of the permanence of a friend such as Metron. And you can laugh all you will if you feel it's digitally based and all that kind of thing. Tootsie, him, and Opti, we're all softies, you know, and we get along quite well. Metron can give it as much as he gets. He can dish out the punishment, but you know what? He's mainly trying to help. And he pens very astute points that are intimidating to go up against. So don't put your foot out of line when you try and debate him in anything to do with politics or whatever else. So let me continue with this post. In the show that he's responding to, it was, I think, Contact, in which I met with Krishna. So he sort of alludes to there is no need to, you know, keep on trying to overanalyze what exactly took place to the nth degree. And I don't take offense at that, and I don't feel, you know, touchy about that, because I did for a while focus a lot on that and try and dissect it so many ways that I kind of muted the experience in a way. So Metron goes on to say, sometimes I think we can lose the simple magic of a thing simply by scrutinizing it until the luster subsides to the mundane. Very, very apropos. The truth, I think, is an interstitial growth medium we thrive on. It nurtures and simultaneously disinfects, and we all need some of that from time to time. Friends, fight for you, respect you, include you, encourage you, need you, deserve you, stand by you. Could be argued that Metron's a better friend than I am. A better friend to me than I am to him, but I think we both have blind spots, and we both have strengths, and we both have weaknesses, and I don't know, we seem to get along quite well. It's my belief that as above, so below, sadly, we've learnt this lesson from corrupted alien experimenters, perhaps more than several. As to the meds, something has changed inside you that is not solely the result of the mood alternates. There is in your voice a stable grace and easy patios that no longer evidences what was an underlying angst, a war of internal dissonance. It's simply gone, and it is very noticeable. The mashup with your uncle equals, wow, I love my collections too, but not to the exclusion of humanity. He's referring to a sample of a track that I included in the podcast, in which it's kind of my own little genre, like an experimental genre, in which I make audio collages by sampling real life conversations between myself and my uncle. I actually recently did release a two-part show, Side A and Side B, of Best of Non-Required Listening Volume 2. You can go and check it out in the Azarae's World podcast discussion thread. Metron seemed to really enjoy it, and it's very different from what you will hear on the Gabcast and what you will hear on Belgab and any of the things that you will hear with the people associated with Elgab, the little podcast that did Heidi's effort. I really do feel, as an aside, that got me thinking, that Dynamo Hum should definitely do a solo show. Now, I'm not about to offer up to be the person who actually runs the board or whatever for her, but because not because it would create some sort of conflict between myself and Metron, just because you know, I've got a lot of ideas that I aren't even pursuing yet, because I occupy myself with so many creative endeavors that I get to the point where there's not even enough hours in the day. And I truly love doing what I'm doing, talking to you guys, and I feel like there is value in Azarae's World and where it's going. I do feel like in earlier episodes, and sometimes I do get very dark, I do feel like I've come a long way from the person that I started out as by talking about my feelings. Obviously, there are blind spots, there are things I do wrong, I'm no perfect man, but I do feel the friendship between myself and Metron has changed certain things in me, because he always encourages me to take the upstanding, moral, and decent route. Yes, he has his faults. Yes, we don't agree on everything. Yes, I sometimes become knee-jerk and I bash, you know, Trump, who is, by Metron's assertions, and he would know more about it than me, being an American person, a red-blooded American man, that Trump is all they have left. And that's the fact of the matter. And Trump is better than Biden will ever be. But we'll see what happens. November's not that far away if you think about it. Okay, getting back to some of Metron's commentary. A show in which I discussed Jerusalem syndrome. Metron replies, Jerusalem syndrome? Yes, please. Then it's off to worship the sacred fucking meteorite. And he shares pictures of Muslims going to Hajj. After which we can all wage war on each other for speaking different dialects of faith. I mean, what could be more godly than that, eh? I will agree that you were very open at that time to the Hindu pathway, as opposed to, say, Catholicism. Metron is referring to when I explored the idea that I could have been experiencing Jerusalem syndrome. Now, Jerusalem syndrome, you can go and look up on the internet, but it is a form of psychosis that people get when they go to the Holy Land. They have delusions, they have hallucinations. A lot of people could say, if you don't look through a psychiatric lens, that they are indeed religious experiences sent by God. But I tend to err on the side of caution when it comes to, addressing the fact that God is probably not talking to you. It is a hallucination. But that is just my view. Metron goes on to say, the only way to grade the experience is by its wake, the remnants of which will in time dissipate across the sea of life. At that point, you can more critically examine if the experience was of value or just a fleeting syndrome. Suffice to say, the early scoreboard on this suggests a positive heading, at least from what you've shared with us. Indeed. Okay. I think it's time that we took yet another break. Let's listen to some music. Go grab yourself a cup of coffee. We'll be back with you shortly. You're listening to Azure Ray's World. It's fast.